What's up, everybody? It's Heat Override, and I'm ready to bring the pain for you this week and Dr. Roto. I'm doing a really quick podcast right here. I just wanted to talk and share my thoughts about, a certain slot game that I actually find that's on FanDuel Sportsbook. So you go to the casino side of things, but I want to talk to it. So, at Dr. Roto, we always try to do DFS betting and all these other stuff. And then during in our Discord, we do prize picks and things like that. So sometimes when you're looking at all this other stuff, you see like casinos and you got dealers. I'm not all into the, like cards and stuff like that online, but I found this game I wanted to bring up that I thought explains. So right now, FanDuel, and they started promoting it on TV. I'm pretty sure I just saw that promotion. They have this thing called the reward machine. You get three spins every day after 6 p.m. You get it once a day. And you, it used to, I used to be able to, unfortunately, sorry guys, exploit it a little bit because they only had the three things. So they had cherries, they have a seven, and they have a bell, right? Then they have these black bells where if you get like one black bell and you fill the three black bells up on top, you get your bonus, right? So that just kind of just happens. It doesn't matter. You could just get one black bell, it will go up there. And three through the entire week gets you something. So you get like 25 cents, 50 cents, 75 cents. The other day, I got $2 in play on a slot machine, and I just went in and played it. It just, and you won a little bit of money. You win like 20 cents, 30 cents here and there. But I mean, I'm not saying it's going to win you $1 million, but you try to find the ways you could do it. So, like what I did today was I actually got three bells, and it put me close. So I came up 13 out of 15 cherries. And I came up 19 out of 21 bells. Now that would have got me a lot more money. That's what I was waiting for. This is what I'm talking about. So I took that 75 cents and I went to my favorite game. So everybody's got their little slots game, right? You get there. So it's a 20-cent game. And I found it one time right around Halloween when they did it. And it's called Halloween Jack. So the idea of most games, like, you get these, like, they have this cash eruption volcano blitz right now. Or no, it's Vegas. It's cash eruption Vegas. That game is really fun. I literally went in there when they gave out 10 free spins last week and I hit the bonus, the free spin bonus, and just all this stuff started happening. I ended up with like $9 off of free spins. And I've won more than that. Chrissy Ray jumped in the one time on Halloween Jack and she got the mega Halloween thing and she won like $27 off of a free play. And even if you don't have free plays, because a lot of times they focused it like they did the Wonka one, which I didn't like that. I didn't like the whole Wonka one. And I definitely didn't like that Gronk game. I thought the concept was cool. It was like Candy Crush, but I didn't know what the heck was going on. Nothing was matching up. Things were happening. I was winning a cent. I didn't get that. I was like, whatever, it's free, right? But what you do with that free money is you turn around, you throw it on a bet. And if you get a nice bet, you get the bonus multiplier and you hit it. Boom, you could take it. You could take a quarter, put it to $1.25. You take $1.25. Next, $5, $6, $7, $8. You put that $5, $6, $7, $8 on a double up on DFS, one of our MLB lineups. Go right to Dr. Roto and get that lineup, get all the sneaky plays and get to the Discord. Boom. Now you have $10 off of barely anything you did. And that was one thing. So again, I had the 75 cents, right? So I went right to Halloween Jack. Now, Halloween Jack has a certain prop. Anytime the Halloween head comes up, it just freezes all things and it until it goes away, it keeps matching things. So it acts as a free wild spot. And it could get really crazy. Like if you get two of them that are right next to each other, they'll move across. So if you get one in the fifth slot, because there's five slots on it, right? And if you get to the fifth slot, right, it'll go fourth slot, third slot, two slot, last slot, and then it gives you a free spin at the end. So every time that Halloween hat, the pumpkin head comes up, you literally get it. So I take my 75 cents, boom, I got it on the second time, just one over on the side. It went once, I won like 20 cents. So already I'm winning money off of the 75 cents, right? But when you win this money off of the reward machine, you can only use it on the casino unless you win with it. So what I do is I go to Halloween Jack and I put the money into Halloween Jack so that Jack, the pumpkin head, pops up, and the next thing it moves across, and then it moves across the second time. Bam, lit up some stuff. $1.50 win. Boom, boom, boom. All right, gone. Now I win $2.10. But I still have that bonus money left over from the reward machine today. So I hit that out, got another jack-o'-lantern, you know, pumpkin head, and boom, I won another 40 cents and I was out. So you're saying, well, you're making a big deal, heat override, over a couple dollars and 50 cents. It's free. It's free. And if you take that $2.50, $3 or $2, and you put it on a bet and you turn it into $8, $21, now we're talking. And you started it with free money. That's what heat override does for you when he brings the pain to the competition, sport books, slates, and anything. Ooh, yeah. Have a great day, everybody. And make sure you're responsible. Just because you can't keep, you can keep hitting that spin button doesn't mean the pumpkin head will always come up. Yeah. Have a great day. Woo! And may the bets be with you.